Double. What'd you think of effort? You guys kind of sprint through the finish line?
Again, our effort today was outstanding. We had a helmets only practice this morning. Did a couple kind of sudden change periods to spark things a little bit. Had some 2-minute situations. 01 a couple, D1 a couple. And then this afternoon, again, just really, really solid work. The offense, we did kind of some, what did we do today? We did some backed up situations. Ball on the minus one. The offense basically had to get a first down or not. They kind of won that period. The defense came back and won the last period of the day. So really, really good effort all around and better execution.
Some key things you're looking for in the last scrimmage tomorrow?
A bunch of young guys. You know, we're going to take a look at a ton of young guys and try to make some personnel decisions on who's going to redshirt, or have them make the decision for us, really, is how it works. You know, turn on the film and say, okay, this guy can help us in this slot or not right now, and that's okay. And we'll have kind of those discussions with those guys on Friday.
How much can change at this point for a guy who may be on the bubble?
In a live special team situation, quite a bit. As far as, you know, depth at certain spots, you have a pretty good idea of that. Place isn't going to change too much, but you don't get a ton of, for instance, full speed live kickoffs. That's just not, can't, you know, survive and get a ton of those practiced. And so we'll get 8 of those in total tomorrow, 4 on kickoff return, kind of focus. But every time we're practicing kickoff, we're looking at the scout kickoff return as a, you know, viable guy.
Are there guys going into that scrimmage that are freshmen that you know could probably already be playing this coming season?
I think so. I mean, there's, you know, there's some guys, I think, on both sides of the ball that we're going to need. You know, there's been all those linebackers have been really good at the DBs. We've got a lot of depth at defensive back. Really like where we're going there. The offensive situation will sort itself out probably tomorrow. There's a bunch of guys that are still on the bubble, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. But yeah, there's a couple guys we know that.
Do you still feel that way with the backup QBs in terms of scrimmage tomorrow? Is there any bit of separation with them?
There hasn't been. You know, even today, one guy had, Jeff Bakke had a really good this morning and a couple of really solid periods and, you know, made a couple of mistakes, which that's, they're not sitting there going, well, made two mistakes in regular history. You know, and Jake really the same thing. And so those guys are on a good vector. But the vectors right now are congruent when they're right together. Congruent. They're congruent.
Given that you know, obviously, we've got Marcus there, do you need to know necessarily going into the first game?
It's not in the coach's manual anyway. It has to be decided. But we feel comfortable with either one of those guys. And hope, you know, hope just for their sake, maybe it sorts itself out a little bit. But that we would lose sleep over that.
I just clarify previously, I mean, were you implying the freshman linebackers and DBs, you probably will play all of them?
I was not implying that, okay. Although I think there's a lot of talent there. Okay. And that's the hard part right now, as you look at a guy, you know, John Q, linebacker, who's a freshman, and if he can play on 3 special teams, you know,
those might be the toughest decisions.
Very tough.
Relating to those guys.
Very
okay.
Tough.
Okay.
How do you feel the offense responded after last competition day?
Don't read too much in the competition day. There's a couple arbitrary decisions by the person with the whistle that, you know, invents some calls here and there. The competition days were excellent, you know, to spark just that. Our guys love to compete. I mean, they were out there today competing, and there was, you know, getting better on the line, and that's what we want. We want each and every day to get a little bit better. And but the offense, you know, if we would have kept score today, they would have won. So everybody can feel better about that.
Do any of the freshmen yet know if they're going to redshirt or not? Have you had those conversations?
I'm sure there's a couple guys in their minds that have already made the decision. Just kind of how their approach has been, but that's not necessarily what you want. But by this time, there's certainly some natural separation for a second or third year backup and a guy who's just been here for 20 some practices. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's when you just sit them down and you go, hey, Deion Jordan redshirted and life worked out okay for him. And so we'll have those, some of those are tougher conversations than others for sure.
But if you're at Tony Washington's progressing, when you're a guy trying to replace the number 3 overall draft pick, manage those expectations?
Come to work every day to be a better Tony Washington, and he's practiced really well. You know, he has, Tyson Coleman has, Tarodney, Christian French, are all really up in their game. And then I think the rest of that linebacker crew is going to be really, those are going to be some tough decisions to sort out reps for those guys, to sort out time for those guys. Obviously their best days are ahead of them, just because they haven't had too many other days.
Is Tony's play so far seem a lot different than it did maybe a year ago?
I think he's better. I mean, I think he's certainly better. I don't know by what percentage, but he's really grown into a leader, a confident guy. He's kind of a calm, quiet, confident guy that gets guys pointing in the right direction.
You've gotten and seen more of the vocal leadership from a guy like Pacheco too. I mean, I think he talked about becoming more vocal.
Not, on defense, it's more Taylor Hart, Wade, Tony. Eric Dargan has grown into a tremendous leader. Efo has always been a great leader. Those guys are kind of the voices that are out there the most.
Mark, would you like to see a kicker come forward for the start of the season? Or could you use two guys?
We just want the ball to go through the uprights. We'll use seven guys in a seven-man rotation if that's what it takes. But we'd love one guy to step up. We'd love two guys to step up. We'd love for that to be a difficult decision, and that's going to come down to the wire too.